graduated from college and got his start in the mailroom of the William Morris Agency, who aspired to higher culture. When Eisner and Diller were young assistants together at ABC, Eisner had once mentioned that Ethan Frome was one of his favorite books. Diller said something noncommittal. Eisner subsequently spotted Diller in the elevator carrying several Edith Wharton novels and a Wharton biography. Coming from television, neither Eisner nor Diller knew much about the insular world of theatrical motion pictures before they arrived at Paramount. But their collaboration produced a now legendary string of commercial and critical hits: Saturday Night Fever, Grease, Flashdance, Footloose, 48 Hours. Eisner often told how he'd had the idea for Beverly Hills Cop, another big hit starring Eddie Murphy. He was stopped for speeding the first day he drove his new Mercedes convertible through Beverly Hills, and as the officer wrote up his ticket, Eisner had wondered what it must be like to be a cop in such an affluent enclave. Soon after he arrived at Paramount, Eisner met Jeffrey Katzenberg, who had worked as Diller's assistant and was rapidly establishing a reputation for prodigious energy and hard work. When Katzenberg met Diller and recording industry impresario David Geffen at the airport, he whisked them through customs and baggage claims so efficiently that Geffen turned to Diller and asked, "My God, who the hell is that guy?" Geffen was so impressed that he wanted to hire Katzenberg, but ended up becoming his best friend instead. Diller warned Eisner that Katzenberg had been so aggressive, abrasive, and relentless as his assistant that he had moved him into marketing so he could learn to function better in an organization. Short, lean, with glasses and prominent teeth, Katzenberg exuded restless energy and ambition, which Eisner was happy to harness. Like Eisner, Katzenberg had grown up in a luxurious Park Avenue apartment, though his family wasn't nearly so wealthy or cultured as Eisner's. His father was a self-made stockbroker. While Eisner revered his experience at Camp Keewaddin, Katzenberg had been expelled from a camp along the Kennebec River in Maine for playing poker. He attended 1 year of college at New York University before joining the New York mayoral campaign of John Lindsay. He rose rapidly through a series of jobs and was willing to handle any task. He eventually served as treasurer for Lindsay's unsuccessful 1972 presidential campaign. After dabbling in casino gambling, a talent agency, and working for a film producer, he was hired as Diller's assistant in 1975. Katzenberg was smart, intense, and in Eisner's view, unpolished. Eisner cringed when he mentioned he wanted to remake Hawthorne's classic novel, The Scarlet Letter, and Katzenberg asked what it was. Still, Katzenberg got things done. He never had to be told something twice. Katzenberg developed a sixth sense for what Eisner wanted and anticipated his needs. He could finish Eisner's sentences after Eisner had said just a few words. Not that Katzenberg always agreed with Eisner. He could be quite critical, and the two often argued. But he was fiercely loyal. Eisner reprimanded Katzenberg once for criticizing him to an outsider, and never had to do so again. Eventually, Eisner promoted Katzenberg to head of production at Paramount. Katzenberg saw Eisner as a mentor and confidant, though the two almost never socialized. At Paramount, Eisner's touch also extended to television production. Like most of the major studios, Paramount had a television production unit on its lot. FCC regulations